I don't even know if it's sunk in yet. I got here at 10:30 last night, workout this morning, got signed immediately. So feels good to be here. You know, I grew up in Dallas. Everyone thought I was a Cowboys fan, but I grew up a Broncos fan, John Elway fan. I was number 7 Little League baseball through college and 4 years in Minnesota because of that. So I'm excited to be here.
Have you been sitting back waiting for this sort of day to come, I guess?
I have. Been in Phoenix. We lived there for the off season, just working out, waiting for the call to come, and fortunately did yesterday when I was shopping for groceries for Thanksgiving and had to drop everything and get on a flight. So again, I'm excited to be here.
Was that on your radar at all when you kind of look around at teams, guy goes down?
Yeah, it wasn't, but it's been an interesting year, man. A lot of quarterbacks have gone down and a lot of backups have had to step up, and it was just an opportunity, a door open for me, and I'm glad it did.
Realistically, how long do you think it would take you to get up to speed?
I don't know. You know, the good thing is I have a little bit of background with this kind of offense and what I ran with Coach Musgrave in Minnesota and Oakland, and there's a little different verbiage, but, hopefully in a week or so I'll start getting stuff down, maybe shorter than that, but I'm going to put the time and the effort to do it as quick as possible.
You know the circumstances why you're here. We just saw Peyton in the locker room. Have you had a chance to talk to him, visit with him?
I shook his hand for a second. Honestly, I've been grabbed and had to go sign these papers and get a physical and do all that stuff, so I haven't had time to talk to him much, but I did get to say hi.
What did you guys say to each other?
Nothing really. I said, hey, glad to be here. Sorry about your ankle. And then they grabbed me to go do a physical, and that was it. So. They're not. They put me in the Ramada Inn last night and then picked me up, and I don't even know where I'm staying tonight. So we're going to figure it out as the day goes on.
How do you prepare for something like that? I mean, how do you pack a bag?
My wife packed my bag. I don't even know what's in there. I had to go do a bunch of stuff to be able to leave, and she packed my bag. Because one thing, you don't know if they're going to sign you, if you're going to come back home. So you packed a couple of warm things and probably have to do a little shopping here and there. So.